Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I want to see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 45% on selected products. Get 45% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great night wherever you're at, whatever you're doing. All my people at work, all my people at home, my people at school, my people getting to the money. My people, well, not, I don't. Hey, Shep, I can't say people stealing money, right? I can't say that.
People do it, but you can't say that.
Yeah, the people stealing money at work, congratulations, I'm here with you. I ain't stealing money. Shep's not stealing money. We earning our cash. Anyway, we'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. I've been sitting here for an hour already. It's a four-hour show. I get going every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. If you want to listen to every minute, if you want to listen to every second, you hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. It's not that difficult to do. Thank you to everybody on your local affiliates tuning in live, stations all over the country. Just spoke to somebody from Vancouver. I'm coming to you from Georgia. Shep is up in New York. We got people in San Diego and San Antonio and Wisconsin and Idaho and Buffalo and Florida. Shout outs to our occasional caller who hits us up from Bulgaria. Hello, Bulgaria. People are everywhere. Shout outs to you. Anyway, first hour of the show, we talked about Anthony Richardson. Indianapolis Colts said, hey, man, you're the starting quarterback. Even Anthony Richardson could not believe it. He said he was shocked. Take a listen to this guy.
Honestly, I was shocked. You know, I've been grinding, putting in work just to, you know, get the title. But, you know, it's not really all about a title. You know, I'm just trying to make sure I'm ready for the team. You know, despite, you know, being labeled as QB1, you know, I still got other guys in the room helping me, you know, get to that standard. So I'm forever thankful for them. You know, I appreciate them, and I'm glad, you know, I did get the nod, and, you know, I do have the trust in and everybody in the building to think that I am QB1.
Hey, look, this is just me. And, of course, it's me. I'm the dude sitting here giving his opinion. What the hell is a rush to play the guy? There's none. Indianapolis Colts aren't winning anything this season. What's the difference between him sitting down for two games and starting 15 or however many? Let him get both experiences. Now he could potentially be in line for a yo-yo. They throw him out there to start, and if he sucks, now they got to, you know, put him on the bench for him to watch. Just let him get benched from the get-go. Let him sit and watch and then go play. And two experiences out the gate, better than one. So congratulations to Anthony Richardson. I certainly hope it works out for him. This dude is like Derrick Henry and Cam Newton with RG3's speed, which is just ridiculous. Speaking of speed, this dude is an MLS. He is playing at his own speed. His name? Lionel Messi. Tonight, for Miami, again, he scores another goal. Again, 6 games, 9 goals. Miami beats the Philadelphia Union and Messi scored the second goal to make the game 2-0. Ultimately, they won 4-1. Hey, listen to Lionel Messi. You might as well get used to this. This is courtesy of Apple TV.
Kristoff into the feet of Martinez, has time to turn into Messi, advantage play. Messi driving forward, Messi from distance! What can he not do? We are watching greatness!
He's great. He is. He's doing exactly what MLS wants. He's doing exactly what the soccer world here in the U.S. wants. He's bringing attention to the game. Here, please believe this. If Messi wasn't playing in America right now, I wouldn't be talking about MLS. I wouldn't be talking about Miami. Miami is one of the worst teams in MLS since Messi showed up. They're now undefeated. They're going on to one of these interseason cup games, the League's Cup. Like, we wouldn't be talking about MLS if Messi wasn't here. Get used to it, folks. World Cup is coming here, 2026. Get used to it. The Braves beat up the Yankees tonight, 5-0. Congratulations to the Braves. The Yankees, oh my God, they're 60-60. The world is going to collapse onto itself. They haven't been this bad since 1995. But at least Messi is here. Something to be positive about. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. As we continue on with the show, you know, Messi is one legend. We'll talk about another legend. His name is Dwayne Wade. You know, last night we didn't have an opportunity to really dive into it. I want to talk about Dwayne Wade and his Hall of Fame speech, showing a lot of love to his dad. Unfortunately, this is the opposite end of the spectrum. Michael Orr, I'm sure by now you've heard about his beef with his, I guess, former not adopted parents and all the craziness going on there. Speaking of soccer, Neymar is going to Saudi Arabia. The WNBA scoring is up. Lamar Jackson trying to put up points with the Ravens, and now he has some input on the offense. Brock Purdy, he's been given the full go-ahead without restriction here with the 49ers. So we got a lot to get into. We got callers who have been waiting patiently on the lines. Let's talk to them, and then we'll get into Dwayne Wade and the situation with Michael Orr, which continues to progress. Now, the family is hitting back at him. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Bob. Bob is calling from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Bob?
Hey, how you doing? You know, I wanted to kick around in this era of the running quarterback, and it really is an era right now. The quarterbacks are 2-for-1. They play two positions, so they're making big money, and they don't really need the great running backs. So, but if you don't have a running quarterback like my Lions, you know, Goff doesn't run, so they still have a lot of running backs, and they're young and deep. But Goff played all 17 games last year. Most of the running quarterbacks last year missed at least a couple of games. Not all of them, but most all of them. I agree with it. With you when you say they're throwing the rookie quarterbacks right to the wolves, you know, if they're in trouble, if the game's fast, run your way out of it. Use those legs, and it'll be exciting, but holy moly, they come and go quick sometimes.
Yeah, well, it's everybody wants ROI. I mean, look at this is a perfect example, what just happened with Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. We know Jalen Hurts had to kind of buy his time until he finally got his shot as the Eagles starter. He had to prove himself that he was going to be the Eagles starter. And he did it on a discount because of his time coming out of college and being demoted. And then he took him to the Super Bowl. Let's really think about this. The Eagles almost won the Super Bowl, and now they had to pay Jalen Hurts. You know, he wasn't making no $50 million per year when they went last year. And so teams want to strike before they have to write these big deals. I mean, the Cincinnati Bengals are another example. Joe Burrow hasn't even signed his second contract yet, and he's going to be on the precipice of making more than Herbert, probably 51, 52, 53, 54. So, hey, they want a return on the investment, and they want that return to come quick. There ain't no wasting time on that. 855-212-4CBS. Anthony's calling from Baltimore.
Hey, J.R., you're the workhorse of broadcast, sports broadcasting, bro. Congrats to you and your success.
Well, thank you. What's up?
I got a comment on the decision made by the kingpin or a drug abuser coach owner, Jim Irsay.
Okay.
He's setting this guy up for failure. Studies have found that sports broadcasters is more likely to attribute a black quarterback's success to superior athleticism attributes versus a white quarterback's success to superior intellect. We were deemed incompetent in the 80s, like Vince Evans, quarterbacks like Vince Evans, who should have been a starter, in my opinion. Doug Williams, who should have been a starter, a long-term starter, in my opinion. They said we couldn't comprehend the playbook. And when you look at the modern-day system, offensive system, they have microphones in their helmets in which, like Brock Purdy, Kyle Shanahan could have easily been like, hey, throw it to the tight end. He's open.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So it's a double standard. Warren Moon should have never had to go to the CFL when he was a Heisman quarterback. The best quarterback ever is Warren Moon. Ever. And I say that with conviction because, you know, he could read an offense. And that's my opinion.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. I certainly don't believe so. I think we'd have to – if you want to talk about potential and athleticism and what could have been but what wasn't, then you could certainly make that argument. But when you live in reality and you want to look at what was accomplished, and I wouldn't put him in that space.
Okay, well, on the contrary, compare him to John Elway. John Elway didn't win a Super Bowl until he had who?
Terrell Davis. Yes,
okay,
Anthony, my point is, we can play the coulda, woulda, shoulda game. I mean, I can look at John Elway and talk about him being a supreme athlete who could have gone and played hockey or could have gone baseball. And he played football. I mean, we can play the coulda, woulda, shoulda game. I can play that with any athlete at any point in time. But
well,
I'm only going to look at the realities of what has taken place. But to your point, yes, in a different world, it would have been real cool to see what his entire NFL career would have looked like having not gone to Canada.
His passing yards would have been up there with Peyton Manning and Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And we're being ushered out the door. Donovan McNabb, Cam Newton. They should have been able to pick the day that they didn't want to play football anymore.
I think I can say this.
Okay.
Do I believe over the course of time, and this is not a belief, this is a fact, do I believe that all black quarterbacks have been treated fairly? The answer is no. The answer is hell no. But if you want to bring up particular instances, one case does not fit all. Cam Newton ran his body into the ground. The NFL didn't necessarily tell Cam Newton to stop playing football. His body and then his attitude did. And
okay.
So I'm not going to make a blanket statement and kind of put everybody in the same bucket as to why they're no longer in the league. Is that reasonable?
Yes, that's reasonable.
Okay.
Now, I'm sorry to get off the subject now.
Anthony, I gotta be honest here. I gotta let you go. You've been here for quite some time now.
Well, Gardner Minshew is a starter. Jacoby Brissett is a starter. Gardner Minshew is a gunslinger. Look at his numbers, J.R., and I'm going to let you go with that.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Well, I think for Anthony Richardson, I think it would behoove him to maybe sit and learn from Gardner Minshew, his positives and his mistakes. I think that'd make the most sense. That was a That was a long-ass call. I mean, damn. Oof. Hey, Shep, am I allowed a smoke break, like, when the caller is going? No, right?
Probably not.
Yeah, no. There was a guy, though, pretty good on the radio. He used to take a lot of smoke breaks. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, Jay, he's calling from Arkansas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jay?
At my age, there ain't nothing up but my blood pressure. Thank you for asking. Your last caller had that comment about black quarterbacks, and I can't remember how many years ago it was, but Sports Illustrated had James Harris from the Rams on the front cover, and there was a section in there talking about why black coaches and quarterbacks don't last in the NFL. You got any comments on that? I don't know if you're even old enough to remember that or not.
I have a comment on what? The article or the premise?
Either or.
Well, first, I wasn't necessarily 100% clear on what you referenced. But to talk about the overall premise, it's not surprising. African-American coaches and quarterbacks typically have a shorter leash than their white counterparts. If you don't have success, you don't necessarily get the same A, go-round, or same leash to go ahead and have success. That's just a matter of fact.
Right. Well, I didn't know because I was back in sometime, I guess, in the 70s.
Yeah, no, we can look at the current time and current era, and we can look at coaches who fail and then fail up, and then we can look at other coaches who fail and don't necessarily always get the next go-around or chance or opportunity.
Well, I didn't mean to waste so much of your time, but, you know, that
well,
was...
Well, no, you were more succinct than our prior caller, so I appreciate you, Jay.
Well, it's just that back then there were still... here in the hills of Arkansas,
well,
there was a lot of that racism and whatever going around. And
yeah. Well,
I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, there's unfortunately, Jay, there's racism all over the place, and not just in the hills of Arkansas, but the entire country and, unfortunately, the world. Yeah, it only takes a little bit of eye-opening and people experiencing things different to kind of change their perspective. I appreciate you for calling from Arkansas, though. You have a good night, okay?
You too. Thank you,
right. JR. Thank you, Jay. Appreciate you. It took me some real listening to try to really listen. He got a deep old voice. Yeah. I had to listen deeply to know what he was saying. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Hey, I promise you, when we come back from break, you won't have to listen deeply to anything. We're going to talk about a guy and his dad. Good relationship. I'm happy for him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I've been listening to you maybe 10, 11 months, and I always appreciate you being poignant, intelligent, and exacting when you have to be.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We've talked Anthony Richardson. We've talked about some of the other young quarterbacks. We've talked black quarterbacks and their opportunities in the NFL, and we talked about Messi, a legend. And let's put some positivity out here onto the airwaves. You know, we didn't get a chance to touch on it last night, but I'd be remiss if I didn't show love here to Dwayne Wade and actually acknowledge the love that Dwayne Wade just overall showed to his own dad, the love that Dwayne Wade showed to Allen Iverson. It's what I would say is a dose of positivity. I don't know too many people, really, I don't know anybody, really, that has a negative word to say about Dwayne Wade. And not because of what he's done as a basketball player and winning that championship with Shaq leading the way and then winning another couple of championships, you know, with that LeBron James guy, being a multiple-time All-Star, being an all-world defender at the shooting guard position, blocking shots all over the damn place, going to the basket like a man on fire, always on the ground because he played so hard. I'm just talking about Dwayne Wade, the dude. Never heard a negative word uttered by the man. And so it wasn't surprising on Saturday as he was inducted into the Naismith Hall of Fame that he wanted to honor two people who helped influence him just in life in general. Well, first, let's think about the basketball influence. That would happen to be Allen Iverson. There's a reason why Wade wore the number he did. There's a reason why he styled himself on the court the way that he did. And it was for the man who inducted him into the Hall of Fame, and that's Mr. Allen Iverson, who came out wearing a number 3 on the back of his suit, as only Allen Iverson could. This is Dwayne Wade showing love to AI.
I wore an arm sleeve throughout my career because AI did. I respectfully wore the number 3 throughout my college and NBA career to represent the love and the respect that I have for this man. So from the bottom of my heart, you are the culture, and we love you, and we thank you, Allen Iverson.
And he went past that. He went back even further, a little bit more personal than Allen Iverson. At one point during the ceremony, Dwayne Wade told his dad to stand up, and then he ushered him onto the stage. I'm sure Dwayne Wade knew his dad before he even knew who the hell an Allen Iverson was, and he certainly paid him those respects. Listen to this.
So even though I hated being called Little Dwayne, I admired you as a kid. I admire you now. We had the same exact dream, and we carry the same exact name, Dwayne Tyrone Wade. To know we hustled all the way to the Basketball Hall of Fame is God's will. So, Pops, I know your knee's a little sore, but will you join me on stage as we take our rightful step into basketball heaven? I love you, and I'm thankful for you.
I love you too, man.
We in the Hall of Fame, dog.
Yeah, that got to be cool, especially for his dad. I mean, how many fathers can just say, oh, man, this is what I have. Like, you can have hopes and aspirations and dreams. And especially today, we have so many, helicopter parents, they call them now. They see the money that the athletes make. They see the opportunities that are in front of them. And instead of just supporting their goals and aspirations, they just, oh, I need you to be this superstar. I can't even count how many times that you could just pop open the phone and, you know, some parent is losing their ever-loving mind at an AAU game. You know, some parent is berating an umpire at a Little League game. And it goes, man, and you wonder why a lot of the professional athletes that we end up with, why they're the ones who run around like petulant children. And so congratulations to Dwayne Wade, senior and junior. That's a hell of an accomplishment. And for all of the love and accolades that we see shown and shared between the players, it's cool to get a direct acknowledgement from Dwayne Wade to his dad.
Jerry,
there's your positivity.
You know what's fascinating about that?
Shoot.
Is that, you know, we know of his mom. She's been in the public eye. She was in a commercial with Dwayne Wade in his final season. I think that's the first time, and you and I have watched basketball forever, and we remember Dwayne at Marquette. We remember Dwayne as a rookie in 2003, obviously played 16 seasons. That's the first time I have ever seen his dad in public. And for him to bring up his dad in the fashion that he did, I've never seen that ever at a Hall of Fame speech before. It's just amazing that we didn't know really anything about his dad. And for his dad to get that kind of spotlight, I mean, what a 180 that was in terms of the life of Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, and I think it's pretty cool, especially like for what I just said. When you have so many loudmouth parents, it's nice to a certain degree that LeVar Ball, yeah, we can look at his aspirations from a business perspective and the support for his sons. That's great. But then when you look at the other element that he brought to it, being ridiculously bombastic, but then also being loud and outlandish, it's pretty cool now. And his sons, all three, are in different levels of the league. One is still has all-star potential coming back from a broken ankle. Another son, the knee is blown out. The other one, not even in the league. But it was nice to see him take a step back and let his sons get the shine. And so, yeah, you're correct. I've never seen Dwayne Wade's dad. I believe his mom, I think she is a preacher or a reverend or something of the like. And I never seen this dude's dad before. And so it's nice, as you mentioned, to just see him, you know, go out there and get some accolades and get some love. It's cool. You know, people have varying degrees of relationships with their parents. Not everybody has their dad in their life. Not everybody has their mom in their life. Not everybody has the best of familiar relationships. But when you see that bond that exists and that's there, you can't help but appreciate what we saw. And I remember vividly, one thing I'll never forget, and people can crap on Kevin Durant until, you know, the sky turns a different color. I'll never forget. If there's one MVP speech that I remember, and I probably heard every single one from the past long time, decades, the only MVP speech I remember is when Kevin Durant told his mom she's the real MVP because it's real. And it hits you. And there's something about just familial love that you can't take for granted. So congratulations to Dwayne Wade. And congrats as well to everybody else that went into the hall this past weekend, whether it's Popovich or Gasol. I know last night we briefly talked about Becky Hammond. You have Tony Parker going in. Dirk, much love to them all. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to some of your calls on the other side of the break. I told you we had some positivity, and I guess now we have to be hit with reality. Over the past few days, the past 2 days, and maybe this has been bubbling now for years, former NFL offensive lineman Michael Orr, he's beefing with, I guess, what he thought was his adopted family. They made him sign, allegedly, a conservatorship, and now they're bouncing back or hitting back at him. It's not looking pretty. It's not looking familiar at all. We'll talk about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What you have, you can't even put a price on it, is you have a platform, and you always handle your platform with responsibility. And for that, I look up to you, and I respect you, and I appreciate you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, right before we went to break, we talked about Dwayne Wade, the love that he showed to his dad. And if you've been reading any type of news over the past couple of days, you know that there's the opposite of love. I guess I don't know if I want to go as far to call it hate. We all know about Michael Orr, former NFL offensive lineman drafted by the Ravens. They made a whole story and a movie out of him, The Blind Side, Sandra Bullock. He hasn't played in the league since 2016. Okay, he won a Super Bowl championship with those Ravens, made another appearance in 2015 with Carolina, and he's been out of the league. And so he's been working, he's been busy. putting out books. Yeah, just put out another book. And this is where a larger shoe is dropped. Over the years, we've gotten inklings from Michael Orr that he didn't necessarily appreciate how he was portrayed in the film. We got senses or feelers that, you know, there was some animosity between him and the Tui family, which took him in. And now it's gone a step further. The Tuis, who brought him in as a high school student, Michael Orr is saying they tricked him into signing a document that made them his conservators, and that they didn't necessarily adopt him, and that they made him sign his document, giving them legal authority to make business deals off of him. He said they never really adopted him. They only tried to make money off of his back, off of his story. He said they embellished the story. And a matter of fact, he was on Jim Rome's show. Shout outs to DA, who was holding it down, Damon Amendola. And he was talking about his book, and he was more so talking about the misconceptions and what he did not appreciate from being in that the film and just as an overall. And this is what Michael Orr had to say.
I think it took away the hard work and the dedication that I created from a child and going to school in the third grade, getting myself up. First one in the locker room, last one out. And I think the biggest for me is, you know, being portrayed, not being able to read or write. Second grade, I was doing plays in front of the school. And I think that's one of the, when you go into a locker room and your teammates don't think that you can learn a playbook, you know, that weighs heavy on someone, you know, and you have to understand. I understand that the movie has given me a position. I'm honored to have the position it's given me, but, you know, you have to understand, before I moved in with the family, I was an All-American. That's what I want the generations behind me to see in this book right here, to understand that you don't have to come have someone save you and rescue you to go out and be successful. You got every tool in you. And this book right here is a playbook on life.
Yeah, the book, by the way, is called When Your Back's Against the Wall. And so he has made these claims that the family has pocketed all the money and he hasn't really seen a dime of it and he doesn't get a split, but everybody in the Tui family sees money. And let's also keep this in mind. The Tui family is worth a lot of money. We're talking millions upon millions of dollars. According to the Tui's own lawyer, he says they are worth more than $100 million. So what's it matter to me or you? It doesn't. They got a lot of money. And so their retort and response to all of this is, like, we've given him a split of everything. And, oh, yeah, by the way, he's shaking us down. Before he filed this petition in the courts of Tennessee, he had a lawyer come after us and say, hey, give me $15 million or, you know, we won't file this. And so this is just a nasty back and forth. I can't tell you who did what or who didn't do what. This is just ugly all around as the allegations get tossed around. And so what was a good heartfelt movie back in 2009, The Blind Side? Ugh, here we are in 2023 and slop is being thrown by both parties and participants in the movie. It's bad here. I don't know who's telling the truth, who's not. Could Michael Orr be out here looking for some money? Yeah, he could be. Could the family said, okay, we'll take a few liberties? Yeah, maybe, but they got tons of money. I mean, would they want to go ahead and reach for more? It's just ugly all the way around, man. What's on your mind, Shep?
Well, JR, just very quickly, the thing that's troubling about this is, you know, this was not just a great film, as you alluded to, in 2009. This was nominated for an Academy Award. Like, this changed Sandra Bullock's career. She won an Academy Award. Like, this was huge back in 2009. So what I'm really troubled with is that if someone came out in my life, and I had a movie about me, and said I didn't know how to read, and a family is the reason that catapulted me into getting a scholarship in the first place and catapulted me into playing the sport, a sport I never even saw. There's such a misrepresentation of what actually took place in this movie and his real life. Here's where I'm confused. Why come out with this 14 years later? And JR, why are there not more vocal people, whether it was teammates, whether it was teachers? Because, JR, a teacher would come out and say, whoa, 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 whoa. Let's slow the roll on this. Michael knew how to read. Michael knew how to write. Like, let's not completely falsify and mischaracterize this young man. So that's what's all confusing and troubling to me about this story.
I think it's early. I still think it's early. Like, we've gotten for a few years now that there was some beef there. And what people typically won't do publicly is it's kind of, you know, yell from the mountaintops unless they have their own personal agendas that they want to go out and kind of feed. So I'm not all that shocked that no one has popped up. Would I be shocked over the next few days if we started getting some stories where this is not true or true? The cat is out the bag. We've heard about some of his displeasure over the past few years. But to know that he filed a petition in court looking for money because of what he felt was false representation, this opens things up just in a grand way. But I agree with your earlier point. What took so long? I mean, their lawyer says, hey, this ain't the first time he's come knocking at the well. And he's had other lawyers who have filed the petitions, or at least he tried to get them to. And the lawyers are just like, man, I ain't touching this. You don't got too much to stand on. And they say now he has a lawyer that does. It's going to play out. I mean, are they going to end up in court? Likely. And then we're going to find out soon enough, who's being a jackass. Was it him? Was it the family? It's just a terrible situation. These things happen all the time. Not with the same degree, not with a movie, not with Academy Awards and, you know, not for public consumption. But this is why I said what happened with Dwayne Wade and his dad. When you see these instances played out publicly, you can't help but go, man, damn, that's a sweet thing. That's a beautiful thing to see. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Daniel is calling from Ontario. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Daniel?
How are you today?
Good. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, NBA players, a lot of them are known for their egos, and for Dwayne Wade to do that, it's just amazing. I always thought he was a class act. You know, it just shows the type of person he is, how he was raised.
Yeah, right? I can't think of anything. Well, I do believe at one point in time he was not with Gabriel Union. I believe he was able to go and have a child outside of his relationship. They ain't none of my business.
Everybody makes mistakes, right?
Like, yeah. All things considered, in his career, what's the dark mark where Dwayne Wade professionally?
But not to change sports. But you know, I'm more of a hockey guy, and right. Watching you know the Wayne Gretzky play, and everything was about his dad. He praised his dad constantly, right? So. It's great to see.
No, it's nice. It'd be nice. It'd be nice to see less jackassery, and more
Absolutely.
Honor in sports. And thank you, Daniel, for calling from Ontario. Like I'm all here for. I want to see competition. I want to see beef. I enjoy the storylines, but you know, all the time. Like oh my god, like James Harden. Did he get dropped on his head? Did he? Did somebody drop James Harden on his head? Are his braids too tight? Is he that into himself? And I think the answer is yes to all of the above. You want to talk about an ego. Who is feeding James Harden some of this information where he's just blasting the GM and, oh, my God, he's a liar. I'll never play for this dude ever again. Oh, spare me. We'll get into that dude. Even his agent now is chiming in. Don is here from Birmingham in Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah. On this movie deal, you know, with a kid and the parents, so they had nothing to do with writing the movie. The movie was written by other people, and they will put stuff in there to make it more dramatic. So he's suing the wrong people. He should be suing. If he didn't like the way he was portrayed in the movie, he should sue the people that made the movie.
His issue isn't so much with the individuals who made the movie. His issue is with the family and the sharing of the proceeds of the film. That is the petition that he filed with the court. He says that the family lied to him, not about the contents of the film, but about the agreement that they had. And even his agreement with the family that would allegedly take him in and adopt him. That's his issue.
Well, they couldn't adopt him because he was 18. So they had to draw up a paper.
So well, that is his point. He says that he was tricked into signing of papers that listed them as his conservators. That is his point. Yes.
Right. Right. So that's the only way the college would let him play.
Look. So are you telling me, or you want to tell him this?
Well, I know somebody. You know, there's a lot of different twists on it, but I'm saying, the college wouldn't let him in without somebody being, you know, they couldn't, he was too old for him to adopt, so they signed that conservatorship, or whatever you call it, to get him to where he could play college football.
What his issue is that they tricked him into signing it. That's his point. And they only did it so they could make money off of him.
Yeah. Well, the father just sold his businesses for $200 million. I don't think they need a whole lot of his money.
Yeah, I would think so, too. I know they've been heavily involved in the restaurant business. And
yeah,
so if he thinks that they have taken him for a ride, then we're going to find out. If he is trying to take them for a ride or an easy out, then we're going to find out. This is likely going to play out in the legal system.
The parents are the reason they portrayed him like that in the movie, and they had nothing to do with it.
They had nothing to do with what?
They had nothing to do with what was put in the movie. The people come in, they take the story.
No, Don. That's not wholly accurate. At some point in time, you have to sign on the dotted line to release your life story. And so it's a whole lot more than whoever writes whatever has an opportunity to do so. There's more intricacies involved in that. But that's not the issue, and that's not the story. This is a story. He feels they lied to him. That's the point. Forget the movie. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of being lied to, that James Harden guy, he's a millionaire. He feels he got lied to. He's a bum. I'll explain. Don't move.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true, sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
Proven winners, Color Choice Shrubs are the landscaping plants that have been trialed and tested by expert horticulturists to ensure your success. Whether you're looking for the hottest hydrangea, a reblooming rose, or an elegant evergreen, you can count on the shrubs in the white containers for easy care curb appeal for years to come. There's still plenty of time to improve your landscape this season. So head to your favorite local garden center and ask for Proven Winners Color Choice Flowering Shrubs.
This is it. It's what you've been waiting for.
Billions returns to bring us the most epic showdown yet to a brand new streaming home on Paramount Plus.
We're back, baby!
We've got a fantastic story this season.
Buckle up. Bobby's back.
We're bringing the fight to Axe.
Everyone gets caught in the crossfire.
There's exciting stuff coming.
And now that Axe is coming back, the final showdown can begin.
This is the Good News Express Flammable.
Return to the all-access world of the rich and powerful. Don't miss new episodes of Billions, streaming now on the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.